And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about writing, churches, used cars, and fantasy.
Not so very long ago, I came across a quote from the playwright John Gare. "Writing is another kind of performance. You get to play all the parts," he said. "Sound like just the ticket. So, as they say, I'm going to write, tell, perform a little story for you here." Maybe you remember that in the past I have mentioned that when I was a child and had wandered into the oh-so-tempting path of naughtiness, my beloved grandmother would say to me, "Jeanette, you have the devil in you as big as a hog." Well, I thought that sounded pretty cool, and I took it as a challenge. However, since I now have pretenses of being more citified, I have mentally modified that "big as a hog" thing into a little demon. Sometimes, well, maybe more often than not, still that little demon urges me onto the path of naughtiness to indulge in levity in places where other folks ordinarily don't go. So today, let's laugh about some human foibles expressed through churchiness, especially since we're in the midst of the mournful season of Lent. The thing that brought this to mind is something that I recently have observed. There seemed to be a proliferation of storefront churches. Repurposing buildings is a very valuable thing for our community, and I applaud the imagination in seeing a place of worship in a defunct restaurant or factory building. Here, with difficulty, I'll bypass a come-hither digression concerning the worship of food or commerce. Since I lack that repurposing imagination myself, though, I'm often surprised when I see where these storefront churches have popped up. Also, with all of the talk about the precipitous decline in the number of those in our nation who are churched, it is interesting to see these new gathering places coming into being. Based on my former years spent in the Southland, I shouldn't be surprised by this inventive venue trend, though. Although there is the millennium-long tradition of the cathedral architectural mode, and over the past half century we've had the modernist movement, the very inventive, basement-only, southern style of architecture has long been on my list of favorites. If you've driven much through the landscape of the South, you've probably seen these. They stand about 3.5 feet high, are abutted on the front by concrete steps, and are flat on top, save for a door at the top of the steps. In an act of faith that the funds for a real building will come in time, the congregations forge ahead and build a basement. That's what they use in the interim, and that's what you see as you drive past. The foundation basement. Admittedly, it looks peculiar when you come upon it, until your mind processes it and you realize what you are seeing. A freestanding, for the moment it ends here, enclosed basement. Spring, road trip time, is upon us. So memories of meandering through the landscape of basement church land came bubbling up in my mind. In addition to knowing about that snake handling thing, Larry, my guide to all things Tennessee, once had this entrepreneurial flash and marketing genius moment while we were driving by one of those basement churches on a warm spring day. As we saw the sun-speckled gravel parking lot that was fairly full of better-than-average cars, he turned to me and said, "You know, if only we had some of those multicolored plastic pennant flags, we could hang them up and sell a couple of these cars while those people are down in there." In the American way, he had hit on a money-making scheme that sprang from the basement church situation. Create a need and fill it. So, there's one lighthearted church story that's based in truth but ends in fantasy. This little story isn't nearly all of the parts that need playing, though. You need to jump in and make yourself smile with oddities that you have witnessed or imagined. That's what will make this performance complete. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.